Thank you for listening to How It Ends. If you'd like to support the show, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/howitendsstudio. Our tiers start at $1, and all patrons receive early access, ad-free episodes, digital downloads, access to polls, and more. Physical rewards start at $6 and feature exclusive, patron-only merch and other perks. You can also visit us at howitendspodcast.com to shop in our merch store or to join our Discord server, where you can chat with us and other fans of the show. It's the only place you'll find exclusive whispers from Micah, Elia, Devin, and Amy. Please enjoy the show.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
That feeling when you hear someone call your name and you turn, but no one's there and a shiver runs down your spine. When something moves just out of vision and it sets in. The sense that someone or something is watching you. Do you know that feeling? Good. It means you're paying attention. I'm Micah Jones. My friends and I started this podcast to explore my dreams and nightmares and to help me finally deal with my dad's death, even after all this time. Instead, we stumbled onto something much darker, something we were never meant to find out. My dreams aren't just dreams. They're memories. Warnings. I should have paid closer attention. And my dad, he's at the center of it all. The How It Ends podcast is no longer releasing in real time. We can't. It isn't safe. But if you're just finding us, start at the beginning. Thank you for listening.
The events that are about to unfold occurred in mid-December 2019.
I don't know everything. He knows things that I don't, and he refused to tell me. He said it was too dangerous, but he promised to tell you. Did you get a hold of him?
Luke, no, we didn't. I'm trying to tell you. We all went. Me, Elia, Devin, and Amy. Amy's back, Luke. We all went to Mark's house on a day we knew he'd be home. We wanted to catch him off guard because, you know, I figured if he didn't have any time to prep another story, he'd actually tell me the truth. But I need to tell you that...
Did he? What did he say? Mike, I told him I was going to send it to you as soon as I could. So he had a time limit on reaching out to you to tell you everything he knew.
Luke, Mark is dead. Did you know?
No, I had no idea.
Well, when we got there, Tim answered the door. And he was really upset that we just showed up. I mean, I get it. He just lost his dad. But obviously we didn't know at first, so we just kind of pressed him to talk to Mark. He just kept saying that he wasn't there. But we're actually not sure how he died. Either way, it just seems a little sudden. Luke?
Yeah, I'm here.
Also, I want to ask you, I got another text with an audio file in it. Actually, it's the day we found out about Mark. I listened to it, but it just sounds like noise. There was no one talking or anything. Did you send me that? Like, maybe by accident, or...
The only thing I sent you was the recording of me and Mark.
Oh, okay. I just thought that, like...
Look, I gotta go.
Wait!
Who were you talking to? Did you call him? We said we weren't going to.
No, I... No. wasn't him.
Who did you call? And don't lie to me. I can tell when you're bullshitting.
I called Micah.
Why? Why would you do that? We agreed about how we were going to communicate with them.
I had to know if Mark talked to her. He promised me he would, and he hasn't been answering his phone.
Okay. Well, has he talked to her?
No, he died.
Fuck me. All right, well, someone's catching on.
You can't know that. It could have been an accident.
Did she say how it happened?
No, she didn't know.
Yeah, exactly. Or she's not telling you.
Why would she keep that from me?
Really? Like you've been so forthright and honest with her?
It's not the same.
Where's the package?
It's in the back.
Okay, can you grab it? And maybe keep it up here so we don't forget to send it and search for post offices near us?
It's not here. No. I'm sure I grabbed it. It was in the nightstand, right next to my bed.
Okay. Don't tell me you left it.
I didn't leave it. It's not here. What the fuck? Why is it not here?
Well, doesn't matter. We can't go back for it.
You didn't remember it either.
You said you had loaded it before going to check out.
All right. So, what are we going to do?
I don't know. Just keep moving, I guess.
Okay. Where to next? Didn't you say you had a couple of ideas?
Yeah, but they're all in different directions. Not exactly easy travel. There's a national forest area in Idaho, Lake Tahoe, California, a spot in Minnesota, and the Glacier Caves.
Glacier Caves?
Alaska.
You want to drive to Alaska in winter?
I mean, yeah, sure. Whatever. This is the task at hand. I'm giving you options. We don't have to go to Alaska if you're scared.
Scared? No, I'm being realistic. Remember that we have to work while we're out here doing all this. Work requires a reliable internet connection. Your setup is good, but will it hold up if you drive through the fucking Yukon?
Most of the driving would be through Alberta and BC. Only a bit of it is in the Yukon.
You know what I mean. Plus, it's winter.
I didn't say we had to go there.
Holy shit. Then where do you want to go? Just pick somewhere. I'll even drive, so as long as it's not through the fucking Yukon in fucking
Alberta.
Winter. You said Idaho. I heard Idaho. Okay, so Idaho it is. I'll put in the GPS. Just follow the instructions, okay? Think you can do that?
You got it, man. Alright, so you can go to the library. I'm going to try that bar you mentioned. See if I can strike up a friendly conversation.
Okay. And after? It's getting late. I don't think the library is going to stay open too much longer.
All right, join me at the bar then. I don't know, dude. This place is quiet. Not sure we're going to get anything, but gotta go give it a shot. Worst case, we drink, eat, and leave. On to the next.
Okay, so same old story? Urban legend researchers?
Maybe I'll switch it up. You know, if the folks get cagey. I'll figure something out.
You're going to pull a Dean and Sam? What are you, plainclothes FBI? A reporter on the beat?
What is a Dean and Sam?
Never mind.
Well, the reporter's not a bad idea, though. Haven't used that one in a while.
Keep your ringer on. I'll text you when I'm done.
Sure, dude. See you in a bit.
She started off by telling me about some of the local Native American stories from the area. She was really nice, so I didn't want to interrupt her, but at some point I had to stop her and let her know that wasn't really what I was looking for. I asked her if there was anything more recent, less well-known. She told me about a story from the 60s or 70s about a bunch of kids who were out drinking one night, stumbled upon a moonshine shack. They started poking around, just being dumb, drunk kids. But they said they heard a voice coming from farther away, like it was higher up in the mountain. "Hey," it called out. "I can see you." That grabbed my attention a bit because of, well, you know. But I brushed it off because that would be a pretty common response to anyone seeing some kids mess with their stuff, right? But then she said that the weirdest part of the story is that the next day, when the police went by to investigate, they were less worried about some rebellious kids and more interested in catching the moonshiners, you know. They said the equipment was decades or even a century old, worn down, rusted, overgrown. Anyway, I don't think it could be connected to anything, but I figured it was... Hey, find anything?
Possibly. You?
I don't know. I was just recording it, actually. But I can fill you in later. What did you find?
Well, I headed to the bar, like I said, but didn't end up having to use the reporter disguise, whatever it was. When I got there, there were a group of outdoorsy types who were already drinking and playing darts. Waited around for a little bit and offered to buy them a round and, you know, if they let me play winner.
You just walked up to them and asked to play darts? Like, interrupted them?
Sure, yeah. I don't know. I was just hoping to come off friendly, you know?
Right.
So anyways, as I was waiting, struck up a conversation with one of the dudes who wasn't playing. Mostly talked nonsense, sports, music, Sopranos, I don't know, some other shit. I asked them if they were local. Turns out, they weren't. Just a bunch of journeyman electricians off of work for a few weeks doing some winter sports. Anyway, I said I was doing something similar and asked where they'd passed through, you know, if they had any trail recommendations. Honestly, wasn't really expecting much, but the guy had lots to say. They just got to town a day or so ago. Before that, they had hit some trails northwest of here. They're taking a few days off because this guy I was chatting with had quite a scare.
What kind of scare?
Hang on, I'm getting to it. So they were cross-country skiing, and the dude said he was heading downhill into a turn, clipped an edge and fell, called it some yard sale thing. I don't know what that means. Anyway, picked up all of his gear, got back on the trail, but had to go uphill and couldn't really see the top, so he just followed the other ski tracks and to try and catch up with his buddies. Finally saw a trail marker and continued on that for a while.
Didn't he catch up to his friends?
So that's the thing. He didn't think that collecting his gear took that long, so he just wasn't sure why he hadn't run into them yet. Especially since he was following the same trail, right? But then he looked at the map. The markers that he was following weren't on it. He was following a marker carved into some trees, thinking it was the same trail they had been on the whole time. So I asked him if he could show me the trail map. Told him I was heading in that direction this week. And that worked. Pulled out his phone, started showing me the map and where he thought he might have fallen and the direction he headed after.
Well, okay. That doesn't really seem like much, dude.
Hang on. So I asked him why he didn't just turn around and retrace his steps, and he said he stayed the course because he heard voices in the tree line ahead of him. Thought if he pushed himself harder, he'd eventually catch up, but the fall had knocked some wind out of him.
Man, you should have just turned around.
Well, he did. But not before he stumbled into a little something odd. He told me at that point, the voices got louder, so he assumed his friends were close by. But when he turned another corner, no one was there, and the trail was quiet. He saw a small campfire in the center of a clearing that was smoking like it had just been put out, but not quite all the way. There was no one around, no gear left behind like someone was coming back. Just the campfire and some rocks sat around like they were little chairs. He said something about it creeped him out, and just felt like he'd gone off route, and instead of pressing further, he decided to just head back the way he came.
Okay, finally some sense.
He said he thought maybe folks were out hunting or doing something they shouldn't be and just didn't want to get mixed up. Actually minded his own business.
It's amazing what that does for a person, huh?
I asked him if he remembered what the trail markers looked like so I could avoid making the same mistake, and he drew it out for me. We should find out if this means something.
Did he say anything else?
Nah, not really. Only that he was lucky that he was able to follow his own path back to the trailhead. Once he got back there, he had enough service to text his buddies. That's pretty much where that story time ended. I thanked him for the heads up. We went back to talking about other stuff. I stayed for a little while longer, just, you know, to not be suspicious, and played a few rounds of darts, lost miserably, on purpose, of course, and then bid them farewell. That's why I'm back a little later than you. I don't know if this means anything at all, but sure feels like it does.
And you want to go to Alaska?
Only that it was an option, not mandatory.
Whatever. Hey, didn't you say you found some Unicode shape catcher site?
Oh, yeah. Let me try that out.
Well?
The closest thing is the Zodiac symbol for Aquarius. It's also showing a Byzantine symbol, too, that's kind of close, and a few others that are way off.
Yeah, the Aquarius one is definitely it. But what do you think it means? Is it also tied to these triangles?
I don't know, but we might as well just add it to the list. This isn't the first symbol I've come across. Maybe at some point we'll collect enough of them and it'll start to make more sense.
Gotta catch them all.
Oi, dude.
Yeah, sorry. So, what now? On to the next place?
Actually, I was thinking we should stay in the area for a little bit. This place isn't too expensive, and I'm honestly looking forward to sleeping in a real bed. We've been on the move for a while now. I could really use a break, even if it's a short one.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. I got an email about a quick contract job I could pick up. Where were those trails this guy mentioned? Are they far away from here? We could head that way and see what we find, sort of.
I just told him I was a cross-country skier, man. I don't really know how.
Oh.
You're kind of literal, huh?
Well, not all the time. I mean, some... Right. Got it.
Wouldn't be the worst idea to get a tune-up before we head back on the road. Maybe even some snow tires, but that's not going to be cheap.
I can chip in, but you're right. I need to boost my bank account.
Nice. Settled then. A week, maybe two. I'm sure we can find some stuff to do around here.
Yeah, when I was looking up this town, I noticed a ghost town and a trail store. That could be cool. Maybe something else will pop up. Something a bit more local. And since we're sticking around, I could always go to the library, do some more research, look at old newspapers, see if there's anything I can dig up. If there isn't anything here, we could also research the next couple of stops, figure out where we're going to go to.
Sounds good to me.
Tahoe probably makes the most sense, considering where we are. Then maybe we head east.
Tahoe it is.
All right, well, in your walk back, did you notice anything? Anywhere to eat? I'm starving.
Actually, one of the guys in the group mentioned a smokehouse nearby. He said the food was pretty good, so we could try that.
Meat. Okay. There's a grocery store around here, too. Maybe we can grab some snacks.
Sure, dude.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Linsky.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.